Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may have heard the news this week that Netflix is getting a little more expensive. The company announced it is raising prices by $1 or $2 a month, depending on what plan you have. That means the cheapest plan will cost $9, up from $8. The most popular HD plan will cost $13, up from $11. And the premium plan will cost $16, up from $14. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what has the reaction been so far to the price increase?
So investors loved it. I think, as you mentioned, Jeremy, the rich get richer while grandma's DVD plan jumps $20 a year so that you can watch more Orange is the New Black, right? That's how I would describe mm-hmm. that. Because Netflix is a company used by and loved by digital natives in the millions, obviously people were talking about this on social media and people were saying, all of a sudden it's more expensive to Netflix and chill, right? People were, of course, talking about this. From what I've been seeing, there are a lot of complaints, but not the kind of like massive blowback you might expect from going bad viral. So I would describe the reaction, at least from what I've been seeing this week, as rueful resignation. Like, a lot of people, including yours truly, really rely on Netflix for a lot of their programming. And what can we do? They've got us by the eyeballs.
Well, so that brings us to the bigger question, which is there are certain things over the last several years, new products that we rely on. And I would put, by the way, Amazon and its free shipping in that box as well.
Sure.
Or free Facebook, for example, or free Twitter. At what point do these companies say, okay, we've got them. Now let's raise the prices. Let's make every box that we ship out on Amazon be $5. Let's make people pay $10 a year for Facebook. Think about that. There's how many billion users? They could make so much money if they did something like that. And most people would probably stick with them.
You're painting a terrifying picture, Jeremy. We've all been horrified and disgusted by the fact they could do this and the possibility they might, right?
Right. So
people who look at pricing really carefully point out that $10 and $15 are these kind of psychological tipping points in price tags. Netflix's premium plan just crossed the line of $16. The lowest plan just jumped to $9. And, for this premium content, these price tags are where people doing the bill paying, whether that's you or your friend or parents whose Netflix login you, quote, borrow, people are going to jump ship.
So what if consumers revolt over this?
Well, even though for tons of subscribers, Netflix is an essential part of their entertainment spending, the company is playing this tricky game, right? They are estimated to get $1 billion in revenue annually from just this price mm-hmm. hike. But what will consumers put up with when it comes to pricing is still a tricky question to answer in the streaming world. I mean, we used to pay $80 for 500 channels of cable television, but now you've got Apple, Netflix, Time Warner, Disney, Hulu, HBO Go. That price tag is going up and up, mm-hmm. and the people who are paying bills in the house are going to have to start making these decisions to cut out certain streaming services. I think consumers would revolt, probably not over this price hike, but if Netflix started adding advertising.
Hmm. We will see if that happens, or maybe when that happens. Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here Now, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.